Are you ready? If you're not down with that, we got two. You better call somebody and let them know that you're listening to the Two Words Podcast here exclusively on LTN Radio.
Oh, gracious sakes.
And you keep thinking I'm not going to come up with more. And I do. It happens. Welcome to the Two Words Podcast, our go-home episode. And that is our two words for today, going home.
Why is, just go home.
Go home. Why is the episode before WrestleMania called the Go Home Show?
I don't know.
You think it's like a baseball thing?
I'll look it up. You introduce us.
Maybe like, well, anyway. Before we get into all that, once again, welcome to the Two Words Podcast. My name is John. His name is Matt. I am your inaugural and current champion, Matt.
I have a title belt from a competing promotion.
As a loser. Right
now. No, we are both champions.
Competing promotion.
I have the Back Row Undisputed Championship title belt from the Back Row Morning Show.
Yeah, you have to do stuff for that one too.
You have to play those
stupid games you make up.
All right, hey, I got an answer.
Okay.
The final televised show before a pay-per-view event, so named because the promotion will often have no house shows in the next few days before the pay-per-view in order to give the wrestlers a chance to literally go home and rest up so they may bring their A game at the pay-per-view.
Oh. That's nice.
Makes perfect sense.
Sure.
We're not going to get to rest up.
We're just going to be here.
I was telling you, Bubba, our podcast manager for Love Thy Nerd, is really upset we're not doing live streams for both nights of NXT Stand and Deliver and both nights of WrestleMania.
I just can't do that. Was that probably 3 hours a night, 3 hours tomorrow
at least,
night?
Yeah, at least 12 hours of wrestling. I'm sure it'll be more than that. I'm sure it'll be closer to 15. I can't do that.
No,
can't
thank that. You.
I mean, no. I love wrestling, and I can't do that.
I've got a family.
I have responsibility. I quit my job?
I have work. I just can't do it.
All right, it's time for Wrestle Bits.
Wrestle Bits.
Is that what we're calling it for now?
Sure.
Come up with a better name for us, people.
Yeah, Wrestle.
For the wrestling news segment talk thing that we do every show.
Yeah.
Wrestle Jam.
Fun, but appropriate.
Wrestle Jam.
What's your first Wrestle Bit?
Everybody get up.
It's time to jam now. We're going to talk about wrestling.
We're going to talk about the Hall of Fame, like the inductees, in the second hour. I want to kind of talk about the Hall of Fame as a production. It was weird. Like, last year they chose not to do it, specifically because they couldn't have anybody in attendance.
Yeah.
This year, they technically could have had people in attendance. Or at the very least, had wrestlers out there.
That would have been good.
But instead, they just had them giving it to an empty arena. It wasn't even to the people on the screens, which I don't even know if those were legitimately watching the show or if they were just the rerun things like Recycled. They did for NXT. Just giving it to nobody. Giving it to the camera guy. Yeah. The speeches, which they also chopped up really quickly because they were trying to get the 2 years into one bit.
Yeah.
So even when they ran like fake applause and fake laughter,
which people are getting really tired of that.
Oh, and it was so much more noticeable for Hall of Fame.
Conrad Thompson posted something and was like, WWE, please,
just stop
we beg of you, stop doing this.
But it just, it felt, they rushed it to, like, people are, the fake crowd is chanting or laughing or whatever, but the speaker's already, like, starting the next sentence, not giving them time to breathe with the reaction, the fake reaction. So it just felt really bad.
Yeah.
It felt fake, which is a bummer because a lot of these people really deserve to have that moment.
Yeah, they would have gotten really big pops.
Like, seriously, just the wrestlers. Just put the wrestlers out there in socially distanced rows and let them react just a little bit. That would have been enough. They didn't do any of that.
Yeah, I mean, like, because especially when, like, Rob Van Dam comes out and One of a Kind plays,
mm-hmm.
and it hits that part, One of a Kind!
Yeah.
Like, that's a hype moment.
Right.
You need some hype up in there.
But it wasn't.
Apparently not.
It wasn't. But that being said, I think they did the best with what they could with the time constraint.
Yeah.
Because I know they were trying to do 2 years worth. In one normal length of time. So they cut out the inductors speeches, which it kind of stunk because, you know, that's kind of a cool little bonus story, you know, about the person that you get a little more behind the scenes.
Well, it's always cool. It's like, who's going to induct this person, you know?
And we didn't really get that. Jerry Lawler essentially became the inductor for everybody. And Jerry Lawler was weird. Like, you could tell he's not used to not having an audience. Because he just felt very robotic and strange, which is not his normal personality.
No. Kane!
And he had a few of the people accepting from home, which was also weird because that never really happens. It was awkward.
Not worried about COVID, just like...
Right.
Kevin Nash just didn't want to get up off of his couch.
But, I mean, it was all right. It was good. I didn't hate it. It just felt very awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark Henry has said that he would come out of retirement for a match with Walter, who is my favorite named wrestler ever. Has said that he would come out and love to work with him because he seems like a really good ring technician, a really good general to get in and work with. And I think it'd be fun because, like, they're two really big guys.
Yeah.
And also, who didn't want to be like, oh, what's your wrestling name? Walter?
Walter. No, you gotta say Walter.
Walter. He's not Russian, is he?
I don't know, but still, that's that whole area. British. That's how you gotta pronounce it.
Pretty Walter. British. Walter. Walter.
Walter. Walter. I'm Walter, isn't it? Is that offensive? Sorry.
Okay. I'd love to see Mark Henry come back for one more match. I feel like his retirement was kind of
Do you remember his fake retirement?
Oh my gosh.
That was the best segment ever.
That it somehow turned so all of us in. Like, I was a staunchly against Mark Henry right from that point, and it was like, okay, he just marked all of us.
I ain't going nowhere.
The best part of that was he was like, I gotta get home to my baby girl, to my babies. And somebody was like, you mean the hand? He was like, no, guys, not Mae Young.
So this Raw was weird. This last Raw. Did you get to catch it all?
Caught a little bit of it.
It felt like they ran out of stuff. Like, well, we've done all our setup for WrestleMania, so let's have McIntyre wrestle Corbin for the main event. Why not?
And Hurt Business is broken up.
Which
is dumb.
I got some more about that here in a second. Water-based paint. Obviously, clearly, water-based paint used to vandalize Bad Bunny's car is Bugatti.
Bugatti.
That's how he rolls. We're friends. Gosh. We talk on the weekends. And then just
call him Buns.
Just not a... What a Buns.
What a Buns.
Buns and a Bugatti.
Bugatti Buns.
And then The Fiend and Alexa Bliss and Randy Orton. Now, we're not going to do anything about it. We're not gonna, no promo, no, We'll just run a video package. They've all seen the story, right? WrestleMania is almost here. Why should we put that anywhere in our 3-hour-long show? Not even a 2-minute, just coming to get you, Randy.
Randy!
Nothing. Randy! Nothing. Not a single thing.
I think Carmella tweeted something a couple of weeks ago and was like, we have a 3-hour show and women took up 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's really starting to get back to the old
ways. And 5 minutes of
it?
That was Alexa Bliss. So
it's really starting to get back to that old feeling with the women's division. I don't like it.
Not a big fan. But just because I am such a big fan of this women's division.
They're booking women's division like garbage, though. Just like hot garbage.
Hot garbage. And speaking of the women's division, Nick Khan, who is the president of WWE, which is a name I've never heard before, and a position I didn't actually know existed. I mean, like, I thought Vince McMahon was the president of the company.
No.
I mean, I know he's the CEO. Like, I'm going to shoot straight with you. I don't know anything about business.
What's the difference?
So
what's the difference
of
any of these titles?
I'm 100% like, what's the difference between a CEO and a president? I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
Let us know in the comments if you were a business major and you know the difference between a CEO, the roles of a CEO and the roles of a president. But anyway, Nick Khan, who is the president for the WWE, was recently asked if Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey are coming back. And his answer was, yeah, probably pretty soon. But then, like, every third article is like, Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch are coming back next week. And it was like, I mean, they'll come back. They'll probably come back pretty soon. Becky Lynch just had a kid, y'all. So, I mean.
It's been probably a bit now. It's been a bit.
Yeah.
It's been a
bit. But he was like, Becky Lynch just had a kid. So, I don't know when she's going to be back.
I feel like
Ronda Rousey's contract is going to be up with the UFC for pretty soon. Which I didn't actually know she had gotten back with the UFC contract.
I didn't know that either, yeah.
Because I haven't seen her fight. Uh-oh.
But I feel like one or the other has got to show up at WrestleMania at some point.
I think one or the other has to show up the night after WrestleMania.
Maybe that too, yeah. I'll accept that as well. There's always some big return the night after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Hurt Business, okay? So we talked about that. Apparently, nobody wanted them to break up except for Vince. Vince is like, oh, we gotta push Lashley, make him look strong. We're just gonna destroy this whole thing. They had, like, everybody in that stable approached him at least once, a couple of them twice, saying, please don't do this. Please don't break us up. This is one of the best things we got going right now.
Well, it's the only thing keeping any of those guys relevant.
For real. I will say,
I
do love the Bobby Lashley entrance, though. With the lightning bolts and everything.
Yeah.
It's dope.
Yeah.
It's freaking dope. But I hate that they broke up the Hurt Business.
I hate it because, like, it was Evolution, but it was different from Evolution because it had just a different swagger about it. It was like, this is good. This is whatever we're doing. This is good. And like everything good, Vince McMahon just wants to tear it away from us.
Right. Like, how are we going to break up Retribution and then a week later break up Hurt Business? Retribution deserved to die. Hurt Business did not, but we are putting them now on the same level of importance in Vince McMahon's eyes.
Especially right before WrestleMania.
For real. So I don't know if that's going to play into how Bobby loses the title, is his former team helps him lose or whatever, and that gives them cause to continue doing McIntyre versus Lashley for the next 4 pay-per-views. I don't know. But it's a bummer.
I can do one big Lashley match and then I need him to go away for a while.
I would still very much like to see a Lashley and Lesnar match. Like a big one.
Like a Lesnar?
No.
Yeah.
I think it would be great.
Do a Lashley-Lesnar.
Lasler.
Lashley-Lesnar. Do a Lashley-Lesnar match in kind of the same vein they did the Lashley-Umaga
thing. Yeah.
Like have one against the other, but it's like a team. I don't know.
Could be good.
You think CM Punk's coming back?
I don't know. I feel like with every passing year, he gets a little less staunch about never coming back.
Yeah.
Pretty much ever since his UFC career ended in a shambles.
But, I love how nobody in the UFC wanted to fight him, and Mickey Gall was like, yeah, I would love to fight that guy. And then afterwards, Mickey Gall was like, I had some fun. Like, CM Punk's over there, like, one eye swollen shut. He's got cauliflower ear after one match. He's, like, bleeding from every orifice of his body. And Mickey Gall's like, no, that was good. That was a lot of fun. Nice. I enjoyed that.
It's nice.
It was like a good warm-up.
It's like a good shower. Just refreshing.
Ooh, it's nice. No, I always see a lot of articles, and it's like, oh, CM Punk may be coming back now.
Oh, constantly, or, yeah. That's been nonstop since he left.
Do you think he would fit in AEW? At all?
I don't know.
I think he would be way too... I think he enjoys being a big fish in a little pond.
Yeah.
And while I'm definitely not calling WWE a little pond, as far as their talent goes, it would definitely be a little pond for him.
Yeah.
And AEW is just an ocean with a lot of giant fish.
Yeah, I do feel like WWE is a better fit for him, but I just don't know. I don't know if either party really wants it enough.
I don't know. Would you hire him?
I don't feel like there's any reason not to hire him. I just feel like they don't like each other enough. So, I mean, Vince would do it in a heartbeat, I bet. Because Vince is whatever will draw money in. That would draw money in at least for a time. I just don't know if CM Punk will get over his issues with the idea. Because he's not a big enough star that he can just come in and demand things like Lesnar does. You know?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. It's going to be, you know, at best, an edge situation.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. I'd love to see it. Just like I loved seeing Sting, pop in. But I don't know. I do like having Sting over in AEW.
Oh, Sting over in AEW's.
He's nice.
Great. It's so much fun to flip over to TNT again and see Sting.
It fits him much better than
where
WWE
he belongs.
Did.
WWE. He never fit in WWE. No.
He fit immediately in AEW.
Yeah.
Just that first walkout where he stared down everybody felt good.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Well, you got any?
No, that's all my news. That's all my
bits. I don't have anything else.
That's all my wrestle bits.
Well, let us know in the comments if you would hire CM Punk or if you would say no. Let us know how long is pretty soon in terms of Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey coming back. And other than that, keep it here. We're going to take a short break, listen to some music, hang out. And when we come back, we're talking about the Hall of Fame. Stay right here.
We here at LTN Radio know that not everybody is nerdy in the same ways. You might find yourself in a situation where you hear a word or phrase that you've never seen before and have no idea what it means. Well, have no fear. We're here to help. Today's terms are face, heel, and tweener. It's WrestleMania week, so we thought we would treat you to some wrestling terms. Today we're going to talk to you about the different kinds of characters. First up is a face, otherwise known as babyface. This is the good guy. This is similar to the hero or protagonist in a novel or play. He is the person that the fans cheer for, unless we're talking about John Cena. A heel is the bad guy. This would be the antagonist or the villain in a novel or movie. And right there in the middle is a tweener, a wrestler that is viewed neither as a face nor a heel. He generally displays characteristics of both sides and thus is seen as a combination of both. This can also refer to someone who is fully heel as a character but gets cheered anyway, or someone who's fully face but gets booed anyway.
There was a long stretch of time where WWE was trying to convince us that the character Roman Reigns was the new face of the company that we should all get behind, but nobody was having it. After a while, they put him in a tweener position, having him come out on air saying, "I'm not a good guy, I'm not a bad guy, I'm just the guy." But now, thank the Lord, they have put him in a fully heel role, and he's fantastic in it. People actually like Roman Reigns. This might be the first WrestleMania where they're going to cheer him when he walks out.
I'm Radio Mad, and I hope I've made your life just a little bit nerdier.
Welcome back to the Two Words Podcast. I'm still John, he's still Matt, and we're talking about the Hall of Fame. Who sang that song?
No idea. Never heard of it before.
You never heard that song?
No, not at all.
I don't know if that's how the song went, but... But anyway, yeah, so the Hall of Fame recently, yesterday for us, wasn't it?
Yeah, Tuesday night.
They
did a good job.
Currently recording on Wednesday night. So we're currently recording during the NXT thing, which I guess we could have put on while we were hanging out. Stand and deliver, reacting. But I'm not going to because that's just too much wrestling to hang on a week. So a weird thing because we already kind of talked about they inducted the 2020 class and the 2021 class,
yeah.
Which is why everybody had to get cut so short.
Yeah. They let a few people go on longer than others. And of course they had NWO, which was a whole group of people.
Yeah. A whole group of people who just think they need to be the ones talking.
But we were going to go through the names and just kind of talk about them and what we think of them. If we think they deserve to be here.
Yeah.
So let's start with 2020 first. So 2020, we got the Legacy Wing. We'll go through those real quick. We had Gary Hart. Baron Michelle Leone, I don't remember. Dr. Death. Steve Williams.
That was John Laurinaitis' tag partner in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
They used to tag together.
Brickhouse Brown, Ray the Crippler Stevens, and then the Celebrity Room.
I love how guys back then could just be given like nicknames. I was listening to a thing the other day they were talking about. Like the 1940 White Sox baseball team, and everybody had a nickname that had to do with their ethnicity. Like Paul Blackie Shoresman, John, I forgot, it was like John Patty O'Hara. Come on, guys. The Crippler.
Celebrity Wing was William Shatner. William Shatner, as far as I can tell. Hey. What? Oriole. Thank you. We are streaming on Twitch. Oriole Jedi just gifted a sub to Topher. So now Topher gets his little emblem back.
I don't know what any of that means.
Yeah, he's not on it. Check us out at twitch.tv/LTN on air. You can watch us do this live. When we record it and interact with us a bit.
You get all the fun bits in between.
So anyway, William Shatner, as far as I can tell, has only done two things in WWE. One was come out and insult the king a long time ago, which was a good insult. Where the king's trying to say, told him, like, you've done amazing things, you've done so many things, been on multiple TV shows and movies, but you have to admit that the highlight of your career is this moment right here, meeting the king. And Shatner gives it a thumbs down. He goes, tell me one thing that you've ever done that's more exciting than this moment. Shatner takes the mic and says, well, I can tell you that right now. I was chewing gum yesterday.
That's such a Shatner thing to say.
But no, the better thing came. And I feel like I remember when they originally aired this. It was like a weird skit where they had William Shatner sing the lyrics to a bunch of popular wrestler songs.
I remember that as well.
But, you know, sing them in his term.
Yeah.
Where he's really just saying them in rhythm.
I am the game.
It was glorious.
And I'm here to play.
So anyway, for that alone, sure. Yeah, come on.
I guess.
Titus O'Neil got the Warrior Award, which he deserves.
You know, he deserves every award you could possibly give him.
He does so many awesome charitable works. I mean, I'd almost call them ministries.
I'm like two good acts away from making this just a Titus O'Neil podcast.
Just celebrate him just all the time.
All the time.
All right, so we got Jushin
Thunder Liger.
I don't recall him being an active member, so I must not have been watching at that point.
He was more a part of that deal with New Japan and WCW. He really kind of brought that Japanese high flyer style into.
Gotcha.
He was one of the really first. He was one of the first really notable cruiserweights with Rey Mysterio and those kind of guys in the 90s. He made that very, very popular.
Okay. We had the British Bulldog, which I remember a little bit. He was still around when I was watching wrestling. But I don't remember a whole bunch about him.
You know, the thing about British Bulldog is he was a part of so many big moments mm-hmm. himself. And they always talk about just how, I mean, he was built so well. Like, it's almost like, oh, God specifically blessed you with muscles. Like, you didn't just have these. Like God looked at you and said, I'm going to give him all of the muscles, every of the muscles. But the things he was just rolling around, getting out of locks and doing different stuff like that. I really think if it hadn't been for the incident of him landing on that door in the War Games, and then wind up getting addicted to pain pills.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah. That's why he got addicted to pain pills, is he landed on a hinge that was like sticking up.
Oh.
And like messed his back up. Oh. Back injuries are no joke, folks.
JBL, John Bradshaw Layfield.
What do you think about JBL?
I mean, as a wrestler, I think he's great. As a personality, as a wrestler, I think he's great. As a human being, something
as
feels
a trash can
a little sketchy.
I would tend to agree with
but
you.
But I really enjoyed him as the JBL character.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked him as Bradshaw, as a part of the Acolytes and then the APA. I enjoyed those bits a lot. He's in a lot of entertainment value of that period when I first started watching that I remember enjoying. I don't remember hating anything he did.
I think what was really great about JBL is that he had he was able to take what he was doing and make all of it successful. Like, he was successful as Bradshaw with the Acolytes, and then he was successful as Bradshaw with the APA, and then he was successful as JBL, the businessman type, and then he was successful as the commentator.
Yeah.
And the he heel, was successful.
Typically the heel commentator.
Yeah, he was successful in bullying Mauro Ranallo.
That's the problem.
For being bipolar.
It was awful. That was kind of the thing. I'm like, oh, you're just kind of a scummy man.
Yeah.
A scum boy. But, you know, chalk it up to a mistake. Who knows? Anyway, what I do recall is, and he mentioned this a lot in his speech, was his storylines he did with Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah.
Like, they had a lot of back and forth where Eddie was a face, but he was still the lie, cheat, steal win by any means necessary, kind of. But it was great. It was those were fantastic, fantastic stories and matches. I mean, just fantastic matches.
Yeah.
So I like it.
I mean, there's always guarantee something good's going to come from an Eddie Guerrero program.
Man, I wish he was still here.
Yeah.
Golly, he was such a good wrestler and personality.
Yeah.
Bella Twins, you can look. You can't touch. Nikki Bella, Brie Bella. I found their speech difficult to listen to.
I just find them difficult to listen to.
They were the I view them anyway, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I view them as kind of like the transitional women. They were the ones that were the big diva, the top divas.
And yeah,
they were kind of the first step over the line into let's make women's wrestling a thing again.
I think they want to be that, but I don't think that they really are. I think they were always going to be divas.
You think so?
I really do. I know that like they were around kind of there at the tail end, and they were really important. I'm not trying to say they weren't, but for me, the first woman in the like women's revolution were Becky Lynch and Charlotte. Like,
I mean, I guess you're not wrong per se, but they were there.
They were there. They were a part of it.
They were part of the first pay-per-view.
They were very instrumental in making a lot of things happen.
Yeah. All right. And last for the 2020, we had the NWO, which in my opinion should just have been Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash, and Scott Hall. But they
why is X-Pac always
Zach Sean Waltman
the fourth
on there?
Man?
Well, he deserved to be there for DX because he was a member of the DX
New Age Outlaws.
No, he wasn't in the New Age Outlaws.
I thought he was a part of all that.
Well, they were a part of DX, but yeah. He was the first person that was replacing Sean.
Okay,
when Sean left. After that WrestleMania, that next night, Triple H started the show by introducing X-Pac, a member of the Click, back as the new. And X-Pac just came out and did a solid promo against WCW, called out Eric Bischoff on Raw, everything. It was great. And then later in the night, they solidified the New Age Outlaws were joining, too. So you deserve that. But in the NWO... Barely.
But he's always mentioned as the fourth man.
Yeah.
And it's like...
There were so many. There were 80 men. There were five different NWOs.
You know, there was rumor at one point that the British Bulldog was going to be the fourth man in NWO.
Yeah.
And
it came down, it was going to be Sting.
They had talked to Sting.
If Hulk Hogan didn't say yes, that was the final decision.
Yeah, there were a lot of theories, and at one point, like Dave Meltzer reported, Mabel was going to be the third man. And Eric Bischoff was like, "I don't know who said that, but that's not true." So, no, it's just like they always put him in there when they're talking about NWO, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, he was there, but there was also at that point there was also like. Nine other guys.
Yeah.
I mean, like, everybody was NWO. That was kind of the point.
But that being said, I really like X-Pac. So I think he's a solid dude. And he was one of my favorite wrestlers, for sure, in the Attitude Era.
Definitely.
His run with Tag Team with Kane. That was fun. That was just a blast. So Toffee in the chat here on Twitch saying that if I had to choose a female wrestler, I'd say the most changing and inspirational was Paige.
Wrong.
But right then, back when it changed, because she was a Divas champion and a part of that transition as well.
She was gone before all that happened.
Was she?
Yeah. She was off. I can't say what she was doing. I've already gotten in trouble for that sort of stuff. She was off hanging out with Brad Maddox and Xavier Woods.
They did make a good movie.
Making movies.
I enjoyed that movie about her. Not that movie, but the other movie.
Like, dude!
The movie that they made, Fighting With My Family. I didn't know you were going to say making movies. I had already said the other thing. Well, we did it. We did it. We still managed to make it inappropriate.
Yep.
That's partially my fault. I'll take it.
I've just never been a huge Paige fan. And I know maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I never found her to be that like groundbreaking.
I mean,
I don't know.
I liked her. early on.
Notably, Batista was in the 2020 Hall of Fame, and they took him out. Rumor is that they wanted a full crowd for him, which is weird. Of all the people that have gotten inducted, they wanted a full crowd for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not something Hogan was a part of.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's go to 2021. 2021, we had Rich Herring won the Warrior Award, which apparently this dude's been around since the beginning of the WWE, and I've never heard of him. There's pictures of him with young Vince McMahon, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
He's been there, I guess, this whole time, doing what he does best, which I still didn't really fully understand what that was. But good on you. Seemed like a nice guy. He was very close with the Warrior family.
Yeah.
And apparently was very instrumental in helping them get through that period of time after he passed away. So that was good. That's good. That's good. Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I don't recall what Ozzy Osbourne ever did with WWE. I'm sure he did.
He probably doesn't either.
I just don't remember. It might have happened long before I started watching, back when he was much younger. Eric Bischoff.
Probably had something to do with their television show.
Maybe. Eric Bischoff, which I did not get to watch that speech yet, but I want to.
Yeah.
He deserves it. We talked about that.
Yeah, definitely.
Last time, how he definitely deserves to be.
I've definitely become more of a Bischoff fan as I've gotten older.
Mm-hmm. What he did was great. Yeah. What he did laid the groundwork for some of the best stuff ever in wrestling. The Great Khali. Whatever. Sure. I'm happy for him. As a guy, as a wrestler, I don't care.
And it could just be the cynic in me, which is how I start off a lot of sentences. But it could just be the cynic in me, but it feels like this is just kind of them doing this because they're getting the WWE India off the ground.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is where they're sending Jinder Mahal. That's what they're doing. They're bringing him back, and they're going to put him in. They're going to put him with, I don't know if it's NXT India or just WWE India.
Yeah. You know, I didn't hate Jinder Mahal as a champion.
I really loved Jinder Mahal there at the end.
I didn't hate it at all. Yeah,
definitely came back.
All right, Molly Holly.
I've always loved Molly Holly.
She's a gem.
She's
different than all the other female wrestlers, especially from the Attitude Era.
To me, I mean, if you really want to talk about somebody who changed Divas Wrestling into women's wrestling, I would say she was one of the first women to do that because she didn't come out like half naked.
Never.
And then when she came out, she, a lot like Lita, she came out and like performed.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Molly Holly.
And I really enjoyed her. As Mighty Molly Holly and all the skits with Hurricane Helms.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she deserved it. It's good. RVD.
One of a kind!
He looked rough. Like, he looks like he's had a rough last few years, which we all know he has.
He went back to TNA for a little bit, didn't he?
He even mentioned it. Yeah, I think so. He mentioned it. He said, made some joke about drugs, and then he said, and I know, right? To no laughter, because there's nobody in the freaking arena. So it just felt awkward. But anyway, he deserves it, totally. ECW, my favorite memory, I'm sorry, my favorite memory, like final memory of RVD was when they did that, WWE put on that ECW pay-per-view and they had RVD facing John Cena.
Yeah.
In the main match, and John Cena takes off his shirt and throws it in the crowd like he normally does, and they just kept throwing it back at him. Like, nobody wanted it. One fan took it and rubbed it in his crack and then threw it back. No one wanted Cena to win.
By the way, this was the John Cena. Have you seen the new Suicide Squad trailer?
I have not.
It's John Cena. This might be the movie that proves John Cena can act.
Okay.
This might be John Cena's game plan? What was the first movie we figured out The Rock could act?
I don't think it was game plan.
Well, it sure as heck wasn't Scorpion King. No, there's definitely a scene because he plays Peacemaker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who is kind of this crazy guy, and somebody's like, "Oh, you're really into peace, aren't you?" He goes, "I love peace. I love peace so much. I don't care how many men, women, or children I have to murder to make that happen." I love it. I love it. But no, Rob Van Dam definitely a surprise that he made it to be so much.
Sure.
In the WWE, because he definitely is not fit the bill.
Right. But he definitely has earned that spot, I think.
Yeah.
And then last, Kane.
Certainly not least.
Glenn Jacobs, which this was actually the first of the speeches that I got to watch.
Yeah.
Because I tuned in just as that last one was starting. And I watched this whole packet, and they used Chevelle's song Red. And it was just beautiful. It was the perfect induction song and package and everything. And
they used the Finger 11 version of his theme song, didn't they? They used like the, wasn't that Finger 11? I think.
Over the what?
Over when he walked in.
Oh, when it came out?
They used one of his older versions.
Maybe. But anyway, the speech was fantastic. It would have been much more impactful if it was in a crowd and it obviously hadn't been chopped up to be quicker.
And The Undertaker was inducting him.
Yeah, and The Undertaker was inducting him. But it was still very good. And he definitely 100%, no doubt, above anybody on this list, in my opinion, deserves to be in that Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal. It made me kind of tear up a little bit. It was good. It was good.
That was good.
He's it's funny because he's never been like a main eventer. You know, very shortly, only when he's playing against his brother.
Yeah.
Other than that, he's always kind of been like a secondary character. But
I get that.
He feels like a main eventer. He feels like this huge deal.
Yeah.
And that never really went away. Even when he was playing the emasculated corporate Kane thing.
Yeah.
Like you were rooting for him and you loved him.
Yeah.
And you wanted him to come back with that mask on. And he was hilarious too. Every bit that he's done. Comedy wise, fantastic. Yeah. There's just nothing.
Nah, we love it. We love it. Can't wait to see you next year, whatever they do. Well, that's our Hall of Fame talking. When we come back, we're going to be talking about our WrestleMania predictions. So stay right here.
What up, my nerds? We here at Love Thy Nerd are beyond honored that you let our podcast blast in your earbuds each week. But we're also a jealous ministry who wants even more of your love and devotion. If you haven't made LTN Radio a part of your daily routine yet, you are missing out. Not only do you get to hear our exclusive morning shows, Church Nerds and the Macro Morning Show, before they are put on the website, but you also get radio exclusive shows like Bible Thump with Drew Dixon, LTN Rewind, Faith and Fandom 180 with Hector Mirai, The Moment with Megan Mo Oaks, Nerd History, Nerdy Definitions, This Week in Nerdy News, and our LTN specials as well. And on top of all that, the rest of our airtime is jam-packed with the absolute best mix of Christian rock, rap, pop, and indie that is hand-curated by Love Thy Nerd just for you. Give us a listen at ltnonair.com or download the Live 365 app on your smartphone to search and favorite LTN Radio. Thanks, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Back to the Two Words Podcast. We're going home and we're talking about our WrestleMania predictions because this weekend is the show of shows.
Gee. All right.
The two shows.
Yeah, it's going to be
the
rough.
Shows of shows. but we've got two nights, and so we're going to go through those, and we're going to be streaming both of those nights right on Twitch. Should be fun. But what's our first match?
All right, so the first one would be the Tag Team Turmoil, which is Naomi and Lana, Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke, the Riot Squad, and Natalya and Tamina. Which team is going forward?
Naomi and Lana?
You think?
No, I don't know. I doubt it. I don't see any of those teams going forward.
I'm going to choose the Riot Squad.
Okay.
Just because I really wish they'd do something with them. So who are you going to do, Naomi?
I'll go Naomi. And...
Okay. Naomi and Lana. John. All right, next up we have Shane McMahon versus Braun Strowman. Toot toot.
In a steel cage match.
Steel cage match.
I'm going to pick... I'm going to pick Braun Strowman, although I think there's a very solid case that Shane McMahon will win.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with that, too.
Doing something skeezy.
So I don't know if this is still happening on WrestleMania or not, because they advertised it as a SmackDown this coming week.
Huh.
But I don't know. No, I guess it would have happened on Raw, wouldn't it? Because they're
what
Raw.
What match are you talking about?
New Day versus AJ Styles and Omos. They advertised it like it was going to happen before WrestleMania all of a sudden, but I don't think it did.
I would take Omos and AJ Styles in that one. I think they're going to move the belts. I think it's a good time to move the belts.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying AJ Omos. I'm going to stick with the New Day. I'm going to stick with the New Day. I mean, they've only had him for a little bit of time.
Yeah, but they've had him so much.
That's true. Cesaro versus Seth Rollins.
I'd take Cesaro in that match. Give Cesaro a win.
Yeah, he better win, honestly. They've been pushing him and pushing him leading up to this. If he doesn't win, it's just going to kill it again. Kill that momentum. Yeah, I can't. Bad Bunny and Damian Priest versus Miz and Morrison.
I mean, I want Miz and Morrison to win, but I think it's going to be Buns and Damian Priest.
So is that what you're going to go?
Yeah.
Buns and Priest.
I just don't. This is a dumb match to have.
Yeah, but my thought is Damian Priest is a future main eventer.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny is a celebrity.
Yeah.
There's no way they're not going to win that match.
Nah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
SmackDown Women's Championship, Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair.
Oh, I'm picking Belair all the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I
don't have any question about that.
I think it's going to be Banks. I think they're going to turn her full heel, like full evil heel.
Mm.
And that she's gonna win by hook or crook, whatever she can do.
We'll see what happens, I guess.
WWE Championship, Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre.
I'm going to say McIntyre comes back.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, this one's been hard for me. Because it's not night two.
Yeah.
They always want to leave you on a high note, right? But then again, I don't see Reigns losing either. I don't know.
See, I do see Reigns losing.
Do you? Yeah, I kind of do too. All right, so you're gonna say Drew. I'll say Bobby.
Okay.
I say Bobby keeps. Bobby keep. All right. Night Dose, ladies and gentlemen, kicks off. Well, I don't know what's going to be, but Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus the team that wins the tag team terminal. So I think here we just say Jax and Baszler or the challengers. Who's going to win?
I'd go Jax and Baszler because all those challengers. they don't want to push any of those challengers, so.
I mean, you're not wrong. But I'm gonna trust and hope.
Trust the TBD.
The TBD is gonna win. United States Championship Riddle versus Sheamus.
I think they give Sheamus one more championship at a WrestleMania.
Think so?
Yep.
I agree with you, actually.
I don't see any reason not to.
Yeah. Riddle's kind of losing his sheen also. Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn.
I need Kevin Owens to win this because I think Kevin Owens needs to win it because he's been on a losing streak.
He really
makes
has.
No sense for him to lose to Sami Zayn.
Yeah. Also, they got, what's his name involved? Logan Paul. And they're doing the whole conspiracy angle.
Yeah.
I feel like Logan Paul causes KO to win. And that conspiracy thing just keeps going.
That's fair.
So, yeah, I'll stick with that. Intercontinental Championship, Big E versus Apollo Crews in a, what was it? It's like a weird match. It's not listed here. It's like a weird drum match or something. It's some weirdo thing.
I'm gonna go Cruz just because I think
Jambi prison.
I think they. Oh gosh, I'm gonna go Cruz just because I think they'll move the belt. They'll move that storyline a little bit.
Yeah, I also agree. We're hitting pretty similar on this night. All right, Fiend versus Randy Orton. I have no idea what to even expect with this. And I don't know if it's a.
I'm gonna go with Randy Orton just because, like, the thought of him keep beating the Fiend.
You're gonna say Orton's gonna win?
Yeah, I'll go with Randy Orton.
Okay, I'm gonna go Fiend just because they've waited so long to bring him back.
Yeah.
Only to have him lose. I don't think. Raw Women's Championship: Asuka versus Rhea Ripley.
I'm going Asuka. They're not going to take the belt off of Asuka.
You think?
Not for Rhea Ripley.
You think that?
No.
But I mean, what else are they going to do with Asuka, though? They're not doing anything special with her.
They haven't done anything special with her in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
That hasn't stopped them.
Well, you're not wrong, but I'm gonna go opposite of you just for kicks and giggles.
Just for fun.
All right, last match, Universal Championship. Roman Reigns versus Edge versus Daniel Bryan. There's so many ways they can take this. I feel like any option is just as likely.
I think Daniel Bryan.
Really? Really?
I think it's Daniel Bryan or Edge.
But you got to pick one. I'm picking Edge. So.
Okay, then I'll pick Daniel Bryan. I think there would be no other reason to put him in the match.
Yeah.
Other than to give him good something out of it.
I don't know. I think they might put him in the match to get him to lose the title without actually getting Roman Reigns pinned.
Yeah.
And losing that momentum that they have with Reigns.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's our predictions. Let us know what your predictions are. Hit us up at @2WordsLTN.
Yes.
On all of our social media. And while you're there, click the follow button, click the like button. Send us your MySpace friend request, whatever
Friendster,
you got,
whatever you have,
whatever you got. And be sure to tune in on Saturday and Sunday night because we are going to be streaming both nights for the Showcase of the Immortals.
Kicks off 8 p.m. Eastern time. Both nights we'll probably come on a little bit beforehand.
Yeah, we'll hang out.
Yeah,
we'll be here.
Twitch around with us. We'll chat with you. We'll complain with you. It'll be a blast. Check us out, LTN. twitch.tv/LTN on air. Follow there and you'll get a notification when it happens.
Yeah. We're gonna have a lot of fun, so hope to see you guys there. But until then, my name's John and his name's Matt, and if you're not down with that, well, I got two words for you.
People like these in Japan? You think skeeters are big in Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think? I'm sorry. I forgot what I was saying.